Thank you so much for joining us. Today is Yud-Al Iyar, Tafshin Pei Gimel, May 2nd, and we're continuing to learn about the evils or the disadvantages of worrying, the flip side of Simcha and Bitachon. And the Orach HaTzaddik continues, and he reminds us, we need to achieve a balance, as with all the mitzvot. Hadaga mo'elis le'inyan ha'Torah. Worrying, even though it is detrimental to our spiritual and physical and emotional health in general, it does assist us when it comes to Torah. Why is it beneficial to worry in the area of Torah? What kind of worry or what kind of anxiety is beneficial? Sheyachzor tamid, that he should review his learning. A lady or a man should review their learning regularly. Ula yishkach. Because otherwise, maybe the person will forget. It is normal for a human being to have issues with retention. So therefore, we have to review. So this is a little dose of positive worry. Okay, I'm concerned that I might forget. So therefore, I am going to try to review my learning as much as I can. Continuing, there's another beneficial, positive type of worry or concern. Gam hadaga mo'elis, also worry or concern, is helpful le'inyan for the following matter. Shelo yorid im adam b'chinam, that one should not quarrel with somebody. Don't fight with somebody if not necessary. Most of the time it's not. You know that machlokis in general, fighting, disputes, discord, are very negative, very detrimental, and they're very antithetical to Torah. We're supposed to try to avoid arguments and fighting as much as we can. So if a person has foresight, this type of arrogance, not arrogance, this type of worry is actually anti-arrogant. I will be humble enough, let's try to interweave the mitos now. I'll be humble enough, not arrogant, to not answer, and I will say to myself, I'm a little bit worried. Get it? We're talking about worry now. I'm a little worried, maybe more than a little, that if I get embroiled in this dispute, what'll happen is, ki yore pen yasigeu hezek min ha-machlokis. I'm going to avoid getting involved because the person should be concerned that perhaps damage or harm or anguish will come to the person from being pulled into this fight, into this dispute. So what's going on here? Today we're learning about some types of worry that are helpful, and this is one of them. If somebody says something to me that's offensive, right away I'm inclined to answer back, to yell, to get angry. So let's hit the delete button on answering back, yelling, and getting angry. And let's remember that, first of all, Chazal tell us that the Pasuk says, Tola Eretz al Balima, that Hashem hangs the whole earth. He makes the world exist in the merit of Balima. Amishabole impiv bishas meriva, on the person who closes his mouth at the time of a quarrel, a fight, and does not answer back. But it's not just not answering back and then resenting the other person. How about the Gemara that says, Hanalovim ve'enam olvim, those who are insulted and don't insult. Shomim cherpasam ve'enam eshivim, they hear somebody insult them, they don't answer. But it's not that they're holding a grudge against the person who insulted them. They still love the person. So we don't answer back and we don't hold anything against them. Where does worry come in? Worry is, if I answer back, if I lose my temper, if I lose my cool, if I fly off my handle, I might damage something. Either maybe I'll literally hurt somebody, chas v'shalom, if I'm really out of control. Maybe I'll hurt the person with words. Maybe I will hurt the person with my expression, with a look of hatred or disgust at that person. Maybe it'll ruin their day. Maybe it will jeopardize our relationship. I am worried. Now that is a good worry. And the Orach HaTzaddikim says that we're supposed to activate worry powers when it comes to that. This is kind of what we call roa es hanola. We're seeing, having the foresight, what will be the result? What happens if I do insult this person or insult the person back? I will have to ask them for forgiveness sometime or other, latest time, like before Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. I wrote myself a note that I have a certain policy, Linetter, that I always try to keep. That's called avoiding having to ask mechila. Why should I have to go before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and say, oh, are you mochami? Are you mochami? My goal is zero need for that. I shouldn't need to go before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, ask for mechila, ask for forgiveness, because I was careful the whole year to not insult anybody. There's a story of one of the Gedolim that he said at his wife's funeral, Chas V'Shalom, he said, you know, there's a minhag. And I think it was Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's all, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, I believe. You might know the story better than I do. He said, there's a practice, there's a minhag, a custom, that we ask forgiveness from the departed. But I'm not going to do that. You know why? Because I never offended her. I never did. We did not hurt each other's feelings. We were that careful. So I don't have to ask mechila. So we can call that ro'es hanola. I can have enough foresight to avoid. I can say from this second on, I'm going to really put forth a concerted effort to not hurt anybody's feelings, which would necessitate asking them for forgiveness later on. So that's called avoiding having to ask mechila. And that's part of what's called the daiga, the great, wonderful, very, very useful type of worry. Enough worry, enough concern that I will not do anything to hurt someone's feelings that I should have to ask mechila. By the way, this concept of ro'a es hanolad, when a person has the foresight, and again, what are we doing now? We are trying to harness powers of worry for the benefit of interpersonal relationships in order to keep peace, and not only just the civil relationships without fighting, but loving relationships with affection, with warm feelings that are going to be promoting more and more brotherhood, sisterhood, helping each other, loving each other, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does it say to have foresight? Just one place of more than one, of course. We know there's a Mishnah in Avos. It's in the second parak. Chamisha tamidim hoyulol Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was a Talmud of Hillel HaZaken himself. He had 5 main students, outstanding students. Let us focus on one of them's statement, one of the statements that he made. One of them is Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel. What did Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel suggest? Omar Lahem, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his 5 star pupils, Su'uru, go out and see. Ezohi derech tova. What is a good path, an advisable path, a wonderful policy, she'idbak b'ha'adam, that a person should cling to? Stick with it, man. What is it? We're going to look at one of them out of the 5. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon, the son of Nisanel, says, Haroa es hanolad, Haroa es hanolad, the one who foresees what is going to occur later. As the Oracle of Tzaddikim just told us, where should I utilize the powers of worry to the benefit of the whole world and interpersonal relationships? I will avoid fighting with somebody because I'm worried, get it, the positive worry, that maybe something will be detrimental, something will be harmed, there'll be damage that's done. Maybe I won't be able to have a proper loving relationship with the person anymore. His case is maybe the person's going to hurt me. Okay, but it could be emotional also. Now you might say, wait a minute, what was Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai asking his students? Huh? Go out and look for the best path that a person should cling to? Aren't all the midos, all the different character traits that are positive, they're important for us to embrace? By the way, they're called midos. We know they're measures because they all come in measure. We have to use them, sometimes very little, sometimes a lot, sometimes not at all, but they are measures like midos. But again, what is he telling his students? You might recall, I'm going to give you a trivia question. When did I read this to you, this Mishnah? Let's see if you can remember. It's called the Tachon Vad Trivia for the last year, because we're back in May again, and that's when we started a year ago. Did anybody remember? When did we talk about sticking to one mitzvah that can be the doorway to all the other proper behavioral modes that will get us close to Hashem and also repair and maintain positive relationships with other people? When did we learn it? You got it. It was on Purim. That's correct. In case it wasn't clear at all, we're just going to read to you one statement from the Tosfos Yom Tov, and he explains, Pirush, call hamidos, b'chol ha-tovos, b'ha-yesharos. I'll start from the beginning. Pirush, ki bevadai, that's for sure, she b'chol ha-tovos, b'ha-yesharos. In all positive character traits and emotions and straight ways of thinking, logical approaches to our relationships, yesh lehidabek, and the relationships we have to Hashem, one needs to cling to all the proper mitos, all the proper character traits and virtues. Ella wrote Salomar. So what is going on here? Why is he telling them to look for the one, the big one? Look for the big one. What do you mean the big one? They're all important. No. The Mida Achas, one character trait. Lios bas shalem la'olam. Choose one and always stick to it and work toward perfection in that character trait. Ki tov la'adam lechos b'mida achas la'olam b'shlemus. Because it's better for a person to grab on to one positive trait, a virtue, a characteristic. Always perfect in that area or as close to perfection as possible. The nokel olav lahasig mimena, and then it becomes easy for the person to attain and to grasp, to reach from that avenue, from that one trait that is in his or her reach, hatovos hachashuvos kulam. All, this is a very small print, sorry about my reading. All of the very special and wonderful and beneficial virtues a person is supposed to reach. In other words, there's a pathway that each person can find. It's like this. There are so many midos I have to work on. You look in the Orach HaTzaddikim. If you look at the table of contents, it can make your head spin. Oh my goodness. There is so much to work on here. Let's see what we have here. We have arrogance. We have humility. Of course, we have always the antithesis of the good one is the negative one. And then we have zrizus. We have quickness. A person is supposed to be quick and use alacrity in serving Hashem. And then there's kinedes, jealousy. There's miserliness, you know, stinginess. There's the ability to remember, working on that. There's silence, there's talking, there's falsehood, there's flattery, there's averus like Lashon Hara, there's tshuva, there's repentance. There's so much, my head is spinning. How can I work on my midos if there's so many midos to work on? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is telling his Talmidim, okay, gentlemen, what is the prime way, what is the optimum way, the doorway to get into all the proper midos and stick to it? Now, the truth is it really depends on the person. But he was asking his students to look for one that might be global, universal, that many people can relate to. Remember we told you that Rabbi Shimon ben Estanel said, Roa es hanolad? The person sees. He can foresee what's going to happen later with some logic. It says it's better, as the Tosfos Yom Tov quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, it's better to have one that you can get perfection in or close to perfection, mihios bo kama midos, rather than having lots of different ones, ve'eno sholem ba'achas mehen, but just like not perfect or not close to perfect in any of them. It's just little bits and pieces. That's Harav Rabbeinu Yonah. So what's going on? This avenue is called Roa es Hanolad. Back to the topic at hand. If I worry and I say to myself, I'm a little worried here. Let's say I worry by nature. I can take that mida and that could be a gem that I can polish. Huh? Worry is a gem to be polished? Isn't that just detrimental? No. The Aruch HaTzaddikim says, I can take that mida. Maybe that's the mida that really is the one that is dominant in me. It's overwhelmingly controlling in my personality. I worry by nature. Maybe I'm a worrier. Okay. So I will harness a bit of that worry and I will use it to stop me from getting in fights with people because I'm worried that I won't be in a good standing with the people, and I will ruin my beiram lechavero, my interpersonal relationships. Incidentally, I also told you on Purim that when I was learning in the Pesach Yeshiva by Rav Meir Stern Shlita, so the great tzaddik Rav Mordechai Schwab Zatzal would come every Thursday night and give us some Musar Shmooze. He was the Mashgiach and Beis Shraga in Muncie. He would come to Pesach, speak to us in Yiddish, give us a Musar Shmooze, and I asked him, I said, can the Mashgiach tell me, which mida should I work on? Where should I start? I have so much to work on, so much to perfect. And he said, the one that's hardest, the one that's most schwer. Take the one or the ones that are the hardest, because that's why we're here in this world. We're here in order to perfect ourselves. And what is my peckle? Or what's this FedEx box addressed to me from Shemayim? This is Moshe High. What is that? What's in there? What's in there is my package of character traits and personality traits that I need to work on. The ones that are the hardest can be this one here, the one that gets me into all the rest. So Rav Shimon ben Estanel said, it's Roa es Hanolad. For many people, if they would constantly have a little bit of foresight before they say something, before they do something, before they think something, if I will do that, then I will think, wait, what's going to be the result? What will be the result of this? Oh, the person's feelings might be hurt. Wait, the person said something that insulted me. Ah, back to the Oroch HaTzaddikim, and now tying up everything, I have a bit of worry here that I might regret what I say or what I do. That worry is extremely precious, and it's valuable, and it needs to be utilized. And that's what the Oroch HaTzaddikim is telling us. Amro Esanolad, as it says in the Mishnah in Avos. I see what's going to happen. I can try to foresee what's going to happen. And as a result, I will avoid saying certain things. And then I won't have to ask mechila from anybody. So there's a very positive worry. And in case you joined us in progress, what's going on here today? We're trying to find out what are the positives of the mita of daiga, of worry. And as we know that mitos are called mitos because there are different measures of them to be utilized and to be harnessed and to be to our benefit at different times. Concerning the next piece in the Oroch HaTzaddikim, Ach Balayla, continuing to learn about worry. But at night, Kishtadam Kam Lilmod, when a person gets up to learn, wakes up to learn. Now, it could be at night, like nighttime, or, as many of us know, in Cincinnati and similar places, when you wake up in the morning, it's nighttime for much of the year because the Zmanim are such. In fact, we have a joke that in case you fell asleep, too early last night, when you wake up, you can have a minion for Ma'ariv Shachris. We have a joke in our family, a Ma'ariv Shachris minion, because you could wake up and sometimes of the year, it's not even that early and it's still literally nighttime and you can still daven Ma'ariv. So the nighttime that the Oroch HaTzaddikim is talking about, it could be nighttime, like in the middle of the night, or it could be in the morning when it's still nighttime. Ach balayla, but at nighttime, I don't know about you, but when I walk to shul for most of the year, I have a light with me, a flashlight. Because not only do I need to see where I'm going, but I want to make sure people see me also. So it's nighttime. Kishaatam kam lomot. When a person gets up to learn, lo ira mi shadim. He shouldn't be afraid of shadim. We will not talk about what shadim or mazikin are. That's about an hour or two shir, or maybe 3 or 4 hours. But we know that there are some type of possibly demonic being, which might or might not exist. Literally, the Rambam held the metaphor the whole time. But whatever those dangerous, quote-unquote, forces or things are, lo yira mishadim bekumo mimitaso. He should not be afraid. Lo yira. No, don't be afraid. Get up like a superhero. Wake up like a lion. The yachshav, and the person should think. Now, here's an interesting turn of events. The Oroch HaTzaddikim says, hey, think about statistics. Isn't that interesting? How many people walk alone? They travel alone by Lila at night. They were never harmed or damaged. Tons of people that happens to. And therefore the person should place his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Hashem, he should get up and not be afraid. Very fascinating approach here that we have to throw everything we can against the Yetzer Hara that tries to stop us from serving Hashem. So here is a probability or a statistic. Okay, yeah, I have to admit that most people, just about everybody, is fine when they do this. What does the Yetzer Hara say? The Yetzer Hara says, oh, but you'll be different. No, you won't be fine. Chas v'shalom, why should I listen to that? That doesn't make any sense. The Oroch HaTzaddikim is throwing logic at us. Well, why not use logic? We were created with a brain, like the Maseilas Yesharim says. I'm talking to myself here. Think about it. Rav the Chassid Rachok Meiro. Let's say there's a teacher, a Rebbe, a Rav comes to town, a pious person comes to town. Far away, though. Lo yimona mi lelech sham. A little more, the person shouldn't hold back from going there to learn. Mishum pachad hadrachim. Oh, because he's afraid of what's going to happen. Oh, I'm afraid to travel. Therefore, I'm not going to go. No, he says, that's a lack of bitachon. Kederach sh'amar ha'ata, like the lazy person said. Now, this topic of laziness is expanded and explored in many places in the Sifrei Musar, but it's based in Mishlei Perek Chafeis Pasuk Yud Gimel. What does the lazy person say? Ari b'chutz. Oh my goodness, there's a lion out there. B'soch rechovos erotech. I'm going to be killed in the midst of the streets, chas v'shalom. No. It reminds me in Cincinnati many years ago, the people who have been here for a while, somebody started a story that there was a lion or a tiger, it seemed to be kind of like chilling, lying down and relaxing on one of the streets in downtown Cincinnati, and they circulated a photo about it. Some people Therefore, what they did was they hunkered down and they took shelter in their houses for I'm not sure how long. And a lady called me and said, should I be worried about that lion? That's lying on the street downtown? Okay, fine, it might have been a tiger. And I said, I don't think so, because you can have bitachon like you're supposed to. And by the way, when we review Rabbeinu Yonah again, based in Parshas Shoftim, it says, lo sira mehem. Rabbeinu Yonah, the great Rishon, says, anything that comes your way that looks threatening, don't be afraid. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to not be afraid. The person should think, oh, by the way, you wonder what happened at the end of that story, right? Well, we haven't heard from that lion or tiger for a really long time. He kind of like fizzled out. So I'm not sure where he or she is right now. But I can tell you one thing. I'm not worried at all. Eliyahu, the person should think, Sharov ha'olam hochim, that most of the people travel, they walk, they drive, they fly, they ain't am nizokim, they are not harmed. So we have to say, I will be one of those people. Gam hu, koch, it's the same thing with this person. I also can do that. I can do it. Come on, I got to have some self-confidence here. Lo yimana machmasa pachas. The person should not hold back from going because of fear. Fear will not deter me. I will be fearless. I'm a hero. I'm in Hashem's army. I'm a fighter. Nothing's going to stop me. Kishluche mitzvah einam nizokim. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Ches says, people who are on the way to do a mitzvah will not be harmed. So you might say, uh-oh, that's when you're going to do a mitzvah. But what if I'm going to a park to relax? That's also at least the Hechsher mitzvah. Why am I doing that? Oh, so that I could relax, so I can serve Hashem. It always ties back to that. And even if you can't trace it directly to a mitzvah, somehow or other, it's going to help you. If it's exercise, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Minishmartem o'lanapso seichem. Take care of our health. Whatever we're doing should somehow help us serve Hashem. And even if you're having a hard time connecting it, anyway, we have to have bitachon in Hashem. Sof davar. The bottom line is, b'chol dago sa v'igonav, in all a person's worries and sorrows, because you know what? Many of us are born with a lot of sorrow, a lot of apprehension, a lot of worry, a lot of concern. Many of us have this by nature. We already said it could be the dominant trait or the element of afar, of earthliness. Maybe that is what's ruling over us, whatever it is. But all of those worries can be directed to the right place. The person should intend for the sake of Hashem. Like we said before, I'm worried that I'm going to forget my learning. Okay, so I'll review it. I'm worried that if I get into a fight with this person, the person might hurt me, or I might hurt the person, or we might have to ask mechila. Those are positive concerns. If I have worry, I should collect the worry, put it in a shell, in a box, and take it, and put it in the right place, and direct it the right way. And then, in the concluding part of this chapter, the Aruch HaTzaddikim tells us that some people who have lots of sorrow in their hearts, by nature, there's a great way, again, to direct it and to use it, to apply it for the positive. O tovos hadagos v'hanachos. There are other benefits and gains we can have from worry and sadness and sorrow. What? How can you gain from it? Ah, k'deisa b'tan d'vei elyo, like it says in the Medrash Tan d'vei elyo, Perek Dalet, call chacham the chacham. Any scholar or any person who knows Torah or any person who is seeking Hashem in Israel among the Jewish people, sheyesh lo divrei Torah l'amito, who has true words of Torah to his or her name, u'misaneach al kavod hashal kadosh baruch hu. Why am I learning this with you? Because this is, again, a way to take the trait of worry and to use it for the positive. This person is sorrowful. For what purpose? Oh, for the honor of Hashem. Let's say a person feels, I need to cry. I am in anguish. I'm sad. I'm depressed. Okay, in Shemona Esrei, when I get to the Yerushalayim, asking Hashem to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, so then let the tears out over there. We're supposed to work on trying to control when and where we utilize and we apply our emotions. The al kavodo shel Yisrael shenismayit, and about the honor of Bnei Yisrael that's been minimized. I can send my sorrow that way. Or mechamed or metzapa, this person desires and hopes al kavod Yerushalayim, about the honor of Yerushalayim, the city Jerusalem. The al beis hamikdash, and about the Hashem's temple. The al haYeshua, and about the salvation shetitzmach the karov, that will sprout forth soon. The al kinus galoyos, and this person is concerned. I can concern myself. Oh, I want everyone to come back to Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach. that person, Hashem Baruch Hu, Mashre Bekirba Ruach HaKodesh. If the person goes ahead and channels his or her sorrow for that lofty purpose and keeps it compartmentalized and does it for the sake of Hashem and the Jewish people and for the betterment of the world, Hashem puts his Ruach HaKodesh, his spirit of Hashem in that person, the Holy Spirit. He brings him to the next level. V'chein, therefore, yidag v'yivke, if a person is going to be worried and crying, let the person worry and cry, ala Torah, shenish tachla, about the Torah, altruistic crying. Oh, the Torah has been forgotten to a degree. Ve'onach al yirei Hashem Baruch Hu, and he should feel sorrowful about those who fear Hashem, asher nimasu, that sometimes they are rejected and they're looked down upon for serving Hashem the right way. These marmer, let's say a person has bitterness. So that person can use the bitterness al miut chasidus, because there's not so much piety and observance of Torah. It's many times the Torah is not observed properly. The al Yisrael am Hashem, and about the Bnei Yisrael, Hashem's nation, asher nidrasim baregel, who are still oppressed and are afflicted and are persecuted in many cases. The al Yerushalayim al roshim chasel, and about all the persons rejoicing, the person should lift Yerushalayim, the greatness and the returning of the Beis HaMikdash over all the person's personal joy. The Yiske Liros Besimchasa. That person will merit to see the joy of Yerushalayim. Kedekhiv as it's written, Yeshaya Samach Vav Yod. Bisu Ita Masos. Rejoice with Yerushalayim, rejoicing. Kohamis Ablem Aleha. All those who mourn for her. And we have to remember that it was said in the name of Chaim Shmuel Levitt said that yes, that Kotel Maravi is very holy and the Beis HaMikdash is so kadosh and Yerushalayim is the epitome of sanctity and kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash. But remember, you're a shtender, when you're davening and learning to Hashem, whatever place you find ourselves in the world, wherever we are, that's really kodesh HaKadoshim. Wherever we are, the Mesiros Yesharim says, we could be like a Beis HaMikdash, we could be like a Mizbeach. But still, we have to ask Hashem to restore the honor and the dignity of the Beis HaMikdash and Eretz Yisrael. The Orchos Tzadikim ends by saying, Hashem Baruch Hu Barov Rachamav, Hashem in His abundant mercies, Yizakenu, should cause us to merit Liyos Min Haroim B'Chvoda Shel Tzion, to be from those who see the restoration of the honor, the respect that there is for Zion, for Tzion, for Yerushalayim, K'dechiva that's written, again, Yeshaya Nun Beis Ches, Ki ayin ba'ayin, because a clear vision, a clear seeing, re'ia ba'dois v'ne'amon, the Mepharshim say, a definite, unmistakable testimony and a personal witness will be able to experience yiru b'shuv Hashem Tzion. They will see Hashem returning to Tzion, to Yerushalayim. V'ne'amon, it says also, Yeshaya in Nem, hey, Menigla Kavod Hashem, the glory of Hashem is going to be revealed. V'ro chol basar, and all the flesh will see Yachdav together. Ki pi Hashem diber, that the mouth of Hashem has spoken. Today, what did we learn about? We learned about the positives of worry. We worried about ruining a relationship or having to ask Mechila, and therefore working on my midos. I'll be humble. I won't answer back. I won't get angry. I'm going to work toward that end. We learned about the fact that we can channel and compartmentalize and specialize our emotions of bitterness. Many of us have a lot of sadness, bitterness, and worry. Okay, I will acknowledge and I will validate that, but I can try to my best abilities to put it towards asking for Hashem to build the Beis HaMikdash and to correct everything so that there will be a restoration of the honor of Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Mirat Hashem, next time, we're going to do a piece in the Chovos HaLevavos about Tzadik Viralo. Why do some very righteous people, or average people, whoever, why do they have a difficult time? There are going to be a number of solutions we're going to talk about for that. There are going to be five of them. Besides the basic one, is that Hashem is the one who is in charge and knows everything. And Mirat Hashem, I'll announce next time what we're doing after the topic of Tzadik Viralo. And I wish all of you a wonderful week. Thank you so much for joining me.